And then the pasuk describes how we're supposed to go to war as a Jewish soldier. The Kohen would say, Shema Yisrael, Atem Tzeidem, Rayon, and Nukon Alei Veichem, you tell me if you're going to war. Ayer, the Vatem, Iru, Atapos, and Atapos, and they put it from the showing of the fear. Don't have any type of fear, because they try to do four different types of things, make noises and different things that can scare you. Don't be afraid of anything. The Hashem is with you. Mishnah says that the Shema Yisrael, they mentioned the word Shema Yisrael to tell us that even the thought of saying Shema Yisrael, Shabbos to Avet, paying attention to what you're saying, Hashem is the only force in the world, that is supposed to be protected from all the terrors that have come out. From the time to Rebbe, from Lofa Meharodna, he used to tell people that are going to the army that when they're going out, charging forward, they should cry out, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Ekein Hashem Efon, that is supposed to be protected by the fact that we recognize that we're not controlling the world, that there's wolves controlling the world. Tonight, so we're all at war. We have the Yitzhahara, he's the biggest warrior against every single one of us, and we always have to remind ourselves, Hashem Ekein Hashem Efon. Don't get confused by the Yitzhahara. Ayeret Latna Vavchem. Yitzhahara has many solutions today that confuse us. It's preoccupied with other things. Different people also within Kla Yisrael that are Nizalza, Amir HaSoyer, and Mitzvahs. Remind ourselves always that there are our purpose in this world is to strengthen our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, strengthen our Mitzvahs. At least when we say Shema Yisrael twice a day, say the Kavona, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our God, is a special Hashgacha of every one of us. Hashem Efron is the only force in the world. And maybe if we pay more attention to it, we'll find more time in the course of the day to strengthen our Avodas Hashem and Avodas Hashem.